All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Laura Smith here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeff, how's it going today?
It's going great.
Correct.
But it's a really special day today.
It is. It's a special day.
It is a special day. We're celebrating the birth of Laura.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Yes. It's good to feel, you know, 30. It's such a great, it's going to be a great year.
It's going to be a great year for you.
Year 30.
No question.
It's okay. Yeah. Nah. Well, thank you so much. We have had a great week. I know that you guys have been traveling. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was a busy week. I had a lot of folks still in Texas traveling and trying to get all that stuff straightened out. And, John Cheek and I and a bunch of other folks, we spent some time in San Antonio this week. So it was good. Good to meet everybody. Good group of folks out on the field getting the job done. So it was good to see those, see a lot of the operators, go plant the plant, check stuff out. Went up to Austin and checked the volumetric business out as well. So that's new for us, but we're excited about being in that business. They've got 11 volumetric locations across Texas. So that was interesting. And then, you know, Jason Lohr is our new GM in that area, San Antonio, and over the volumetric business. And it was good to spend some time with Jason. And Jason, like me, enjoys Starbucks.
Oh, he enjoys the coffee.
Does he
enjoy Starbucks like normal human beings or like to the,
you know,
the crazy level?
Well,
excessively like you.
I don't know really what you're talking about there, but I know that Jason has a deep love for cake pops.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. John and I got Jason all the cake pops he could eat.
Awesome.
So it was
special.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
So glad you could bond together in that moment. Starbucks cake pops.
He had never been to a Starbucks, actually.
Oh, no.
Never.
Oh, gosh.
And so I got him a cake pop, and there's a long story associated with that. We'll just keep that between me, John, and Jason.
He probably thought
and
you were
the
little,
guy at the window.
You're a little
Jason
weird.
Knows.
Oh no.
Oh, he definitely thinks I'm nuts, but it was all in good fun.
Oh man.
So it was good to get to spend some time with him in all seriousness.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that market.
Can I just say,
please,
you know, people that haven't ridden with you guys or, you know, been traveling with you, the Hollingsheads like to have an adventurous time going through the drive-through windows, especially the ordering process. The conversations there, while they are encouraging to the employees, they get a little strange, like, you know, for your interactions. Or sometimes I think I've seen Mike go in reverse while he was, ordering. So he thought, oh, I'm going to go through the drive-thru, but I'm going to go in reverse. So we went backwards into the drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of fun. Very normal. Doesn't make you feel embarrassed at all.
Doesn't. No, it just embarrasses those that are weak-minded. Laura didn't like it when we play our music loud, but John and I do.
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
Well, awesome. So, breaking people into the
SRM way.
Yes, the SRM way. Awesome. Well, Jeff, we've got a few things coming up company-wide. We have the Salvation Army Bell Ringing Day. This is something that we've been doing every year. Our team members come together every state. We have a location in every state where we are ringing those Salvation Army bells at the kettle. So we're all going to be doing that on Tuesday, December 5th.
That's exciting.
We also have parades coming up, Jeff, and we want to make sure that everybody has a great time participating in the parades. Jeff, if you want to talk a little bit about that and making sure everybody stays safe on the float.
Yeah, we're super excited about our parades. We've been doing that for a long time. Started in Smyrna, and I know there's folks all across the country that like to participate in those as well. So be generous with the candy. Have a good time. Please make sure we keep children and even adults off the trucks and away from the trucks so we don't have any accidents. But looking forward to having a good time during parade season. Laura?
Yes.
And your team is doing a great job of decorating this float. It literally reminds me of It's a Small World every time that I see it.
Yes.
It's really great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like there's a little bit of sarcasm.
No, I love the glitter and the 7-foot tall
Nutcracker. Thank you, Nutcrackers.
Yeah. They look great.
Thank you so much. So we'll be posting photos. Everybody's been working really hard around Christmas season, so we'll be posting those photos in the newsletter. So Jeff, what do you want to share with us today?
It was funny, Jason and John. We were going plant to plant, and you know the way that other companies run versus the way that we run is just different. And we ask our leadership to be at the plants and be boots on the ground. And when you do that, it's amazing the stuff that you find. I mean, we found a plethora of opportunities for us to get better as an organization as we were going plant to plant with Jason. And I know he has the right attitude to really turn that team around. And in a form of motivation, I even showed him a clip on YouTube of Remember the Titans, which is the best movie ever, of Julius and Gary having their fight. And Julius says the line, attitude is a reflection of leadership. And that's what I showed Jason. And I think that's so true, though, in all seriousness, that attitude reflects leadership. And a lot of, not all the time, there's some people that just, they were born with bad attitudes.
Or they're going to be a bump on the wall.
They're just no matter what, and they don't know how to have fun or enjoy life at all.
That's right.
They don't need to probably work here. But everybody else that we're talking to, it's a lot of times that the problems that we face, if you're in leadership, are created by your attitude, are created by your approach to problems. You know, we have to approach problems in a way that shows and exemplifies our style of leadership and our willingness to do whatever, at least at this company, our willingness to roll our sleeves up and do the work. Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to look at problems from a different perspective? Are you willing to treat people like people? You know, and if you go towards every issue, you know, using policy or using what, you know, corporate folks tell you to do, then you take the people aspect out of it and you kind of lose sight of what it is that you're trying to do. And, you know, it's no secret. We're not a company of reports. We're not a company of paperwork. We're not a company of developing something in the office and pushing it down throughout the organization. We're a company of boots on the ground. If it's broke, fix it. Get under the hole, get loaded, be cross-trained, know how to do everything, and fall in love with the business. And if you do that, then that attitude will reflect that leadership. And the attitude that we want is attitude of positivity, attitude of a chip on your shoulder, an attitude of having fun at work and enjoying what you do. And so, I want our leadership to produce and create the right attitude across our entire company. And essentially, that is culture. You know, that's culture. It's culture of putting people first, having a heart, having fun, having high expectations for everybody, most importantly, having high expectations for yourself. If you have high expectations for yourself, people are going to have high expectations for our organization, and they're going to follow that leadership. And when I get around people that have a spirit of excellence, you can see it, and it's contagious. And we want leadership that's contagious, and that will be contagious whether good or bad. Whether a positive attitude or a negative attitude, you can always see it, and it ripples across an entire organization, and it starts at the top. So, you know, I encourage our leadership to make sure that they're coming to work with the right attitude, with the right frame of mind, trying to achieve what it is that we're trying to achieve together, and maybe not, you know, let's not blame others for some of the problems. Maybe it's self-inflicted, and maybe there's opportunities for us to get better, you know, internally.
And while you're on the topic of leadership, Jeff, we have an exciting date to release to our listeners and for our team members. We have our leadership conference coming up on February the 12th. We've got an exciting speaker. If you wanted to announce that, Jeff, this was your idea.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. Now, Scott Hamilton, the ice skater, is going to be our Olympic gold medal ice skater. He's got a terrific story. And he's going to speak about leadership and share his story with us. So I'm excited about having him as a speaker. Some, you know, obviously different. We don't do a lot of ice skating at Smyrna Ready Mix, but you can learn leadership from any industry or any individual. So I'm excited to hear about his past and his passion for what his career has been.
Mm-hmm. And we really look forward to that. So we're really excited to announce that. Jeff, we have a go-getter for the week that we would like to announce.
Are you ready?
Okay, here we go. So our go-getter for the week is Mr. Mark Lyon out of Somerville, South Carolina. Mark is the true epitome of a go-getter. He's always the first to rise every day and full of energy when he shows up. He works hard all day long. And to make this more incredible, Mark is going through experimental chemo treatments daily. He does not let this tough battle bring him down or keep his spirits down. And everyone around him is amazed of how truly remarkable he is. Mark loves working for SRM and has many visions and innovations in the area of plant maintenance. We are truly blessed to have Mark as part of our SRM family. So, Jeff, we want to make sure that everybody remembers Mark while he's going through chemo. And while he's going through that, so we definitely will be praying for Mark and his family while he's going through chemo.
Yeah, you know, Mark's I hadn't had an opportunity to spend time with Mark, but I've heard a lot about him and his story, and we've spoke over email quite a bit. And he's definitely a fighter. So I know he's gonna keep on fighting. So we're gonna keep praying for him and that he beats mm-hmm. this and keep doing what it is that he loves to do.
That's right. All right. So we want to lift him up. If you would like to nominate a coworker as a go-getter, you can do so on the SRM 360 app or the SRM 360 link. Everyone, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks, everyone.